Welcome to the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. This podcast is designed to help you grow in faith and walk in the promises of God's Word. Now, let's join today's episode with our host, Tim Dumas.
Hello, I am Tim Dumas, and thank you for joining me for this episode of the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. I do pray that you are doing well, growing in the things of God, getting to know God for who He revealed Himself to be, including Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, where He says, I am the Lord, your healer. Today, I want to start by looking at Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, and I'm going to share that from the New International Version. It says, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Let's hear it again. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. All right, let's talk about this scripture. The goal this scripture is talking about is that you inherit or come into possession of what has been promised. It's talking about the promises we see in God's Word. So the promises are for us. The promises is what God says belongs to us that has been provided for us through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, and they're made known to us by His Word. So that is what we can inherit. Whatever we see in Scripture as a promise is there for us to inherit or for us to come into possession of. Like both my parents have passed away. And what they had, I inherited once they passed. They left it to me, but I had to inherit it. I had to possess it. This is what the scripture is talking about. We have an inheritance found in Christ Jesus, and we are to inherit it. We're actually to do something to take possession of it. And the scripture here says is through faith and patience that we do inherit what has been promised. I want to focus on this word patience. Patience, as we use today, is mostly sit around and wait. Just be patient, just be patient. But that's not what Scripture is talking about. The patience we find in Scripture is a continuous activity without giving up, without being discouraged. We just keep going, we keep going, we keep going. That's why the first part of the scripture says, we do not want you to become lazy, but imitate those who through faith, remember the scripture says in James that faith without works is dead. In other words, you got to have action to your faith, so you're doing something, and patience. Now, it's contrasting, don't become lazy. It's contrasting. So the opposite of not being lazy is being active, is doing stuff, doing it with energy, doing it with gumption, okay? So this is what the scriptures called us to do. And what's our goal? To inherit what's been promised. So we see the promise and then we act towards the promise in faith, which means we act on it in faith. In other words, we believe and act as if it's true. We act on it. We're acting out our faith. We're putting an action to our faith with patience. You add patience to it, which means you continually do it without becoming weary, without becoming discouraged. You're just as excited today as you were yesterday. Why? Because you're moving in faith. Faith comes from the hearing of the word, Romans 10, 17. So as long as you continue to build up your faith, strengthen your faith by staying in the word, reminding yourself in the promises, then your faith's not going to get weary, and neither is your actions. You're going to be just as excited as you were before. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 from the English Standard Version. Listen to this. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. God gives us the ability to be patient in what we're doing means we just keep at it. We keep at it, believing there's a harvest coming. Let's look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Now, some people might say, well, I'm just not patient. Colossians 3, 12 says, put it on. In other words, you have patience available to you if you will just believe it and accept it and act like it. You can be the most patient person in the world because God has given you patience. And you just, by faith, put it on and say, I'm a patient person, meaning I can stay with it. I'm just going to stay with it. No matter how long it takes, I'm staying with it. I'm going to believe the promise. I'm going to stay with the promise. I'm going to confess the promise. I'm going to hold on to the promise. I'm going to act as the promise is true as long as I need to because I'm patient. And I know it's through faith and patience that I take hold of what the inheritance God has for me is. What he's provided for me through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. So we need to have this mindset. This is what Hebrews 6:12 is telling us. Don't be lazy. And don't become lazy. That's what it actually says. I don't want you to become lazy. Why would you become lazy? Because you don't realize the benefit of staying with it. Or you get discouraged because you're starting to give up on the promise. You need to know what the scripture says is true. And what the scripture says that God has promised you as a result of the finished work of Jesus Christ, it belongs to you and you can take hold of it. It's your inheritance. It belongs to you. You just have to go through the process of inheriting it or taking it by faith. If you believe it, you're not going to quit. You're not going to give up. You're not going to become lazy. But you got to stay in the Word because you're going to have opportunity to doubt. You're going to have opportunity to grow weary. You're going to have opportunity to think maybe it's not going to happen. Maybe I should just give up and quit. Maybe I'm just wasting my time. You're going to have that opportunity. Don't take it. You don't have to take every opportunity. Don't take the opportunity to quit. I mean, what good is that going to do you anyway? It's not going to do you any good at all. Stay with the Word. You make up the decision. Make up your mind that you're going to stay with it. You're going to stay in faith. Again, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. And you're going to stay with it. You're going to be patient and say no matter how long it takes, I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to keep confessing the word because I believe it's true. I'm going to continue to say God is my healer because I believe it's true. If I feel sick, I'm going to say God is my healer. If I got pain, I'm going to say God is my healer. Does that mean I don't go to a doctor? No, that's not what that means at all. It just means you believe God is your healer. God is not against doctors. We see that, all throughout scripture, it talks about how like a merry heart is good medicine. And like, I'm not going to go into that teaching now, but God is not against doctors. By the way, Luke was a doctor. Amen. But what we're saying here is like, I'm going to believe that the scripture is true. I'm going to believe the scripture is true. I'm going to act on it the way it tells me to act on it. I'm going to do what it tells me to do. And I'm going to expect to see the promises in God's word come to pass in my life. I'm not going to become lazy, which means I'm going to stay consistent. I'm going to stay active in acting in faith. I believe. And one of the ways you act is by speaking it. I'm going to confess that the word is true. I'm going to confess the promises are true for me. And I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to be persistent. I'm going to be unrelenting. I'm going to believe God and act on his word. Because in doing so, I'm imitating those who actually did inherit what had been promised. I'm imitating those who were successful in inheriting what God had for them. Let's listen to it one more time. Hebrews 6:12. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherited what had been promised. We're going to imitate those who actually did succeed. We're going to stay in faith, act in faith, and we're going to be consistent and stay with it. And then one day somebody's going to say, I'm going to imitate, and they'll say you. Because they see how you did it through faith and through patience. You inherited the promises, and they're going to see how you did it, and they're going to imitate you. Amen. We serve a good God. He said he's our healer. Let's believe it. Let's make it our confession. And let's keep moving forward in knowing God for who he reveals himself to be, who he wants us to be, to know him as, I mean. We serve a good God. Again, my name is Tim Dumas. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. Until next time, may God's riches and best be yours.